Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I am your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we're being joined by Mary Brown. Mary is the director of Lily's Place, and it's located over in Huntington, West Virginia, and it helps drug-exposed babies. And thank you so much, Mary, for joining us today on The Front Page.
Thank you so much for having me, Chuck.
Well, tell me a little bit more about your facility. I kind of gave a one-liner about what it's all about, but maybe go into detail, please.
Well, Lily's Place is, in layman's terms, a drug addiction recovery center for newborn babies when they're born addicted to their mother's drugs, which one out of every 13 babies in our community is. They have to come off drugs, and it's a painful process for them, and we're a place that helps nurture them while they're going through this process.
What did you say that number was? 1 in 13, is that right?
That was actually last year's number. The numbers this year are going to be bigger, more like maybe 1 in 10 or 1 in 8. So, yeah, it's pretty scary when you think about it.
It's an incredibly disappointing number.
Right. Well, that's why we need a place like Lily's Place.
What's your background? Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
You know, the babies are in hospitals right now, and they're taking up space for babies that sort of have more pressing medical issues. And so, and many hospitals aren't really trained to take care of the babies sort of for 6 to 8 weeks, which is how long it takes to get them off of drugs. And so, you know, there needs to be a place for the babies to go.
Are these babies then that their mothers, when they became pregnant, were drug users and they had the drugs in their system when they had the children?
Right. You know, addiction is difficult. And many of the mothers, you know, this is embarrassing for them, and they're, you know, they're on prescription medication or whatever. So one thing I just want to make sure that I say while we're talking is that we don't pass judgment on the mothers at all. Addiction crosses all socioeconomic barriers, race barriers. I mean, addiction is something that touches every family right now. If 1 in 13 babies are born addicted, you know, the person who sits next to you in church is probably a functioning alcoholic, and that's, I mean, or drug user. I just want to really stress that, because it's not, you know, a problem for a certain ethnicity or a certain socioeconomic. This is a community-wide problem.
Well, I think you bring up a very good point, though. This is not about pointing fingers and placing blame. You can always do that at some other point in time. This is about helping youngsters.
That's right. And also, one thing that we're working on setting up at Lily's Place is to make connections for the families, too. There's not an addicted mother who hasn't tried to get off of drugs at some point, and she knows the pain. It's a physical pain, and that's what her baby's going through, and she knows it. And, you know, she doesn't want that for her baby. No mother does.
How did you get into this?
It's funny, you know. I was a cuddler in the neonatal intensive care unit at Cabell Huntington Hospital for about 3.5 years. And one day I passed by a nurse's office, and I just said, you know, this is just crazy how many babies there are right now. And she said, yeah, I know. And she told me she had just come back from a place in Kent, Washington. And it's more of a foster care center for drug-addicted babies. But anyway, she said, you know, we need to have something like this in Huntington. This is just unbelievable. And it was, and at the time, the space for the critically ill babies was being taken up by the drug-addicted babies. And Cabell Huntington Hospital was smart enough to create a unit just for the babies who are drug exposed, and to try to sort of alleviate the space from the NICU. And lo and behold, that filled up. So, you know, but that's how I got started, was just, you know, being a volunteer. And I'm still a volunteer. I just volunteer almost all of my time.
Well, giving back to the community takes a lot. I know most people don't do it, so I guess you're picking up the slack for somebody else.
Yeah,
maybe a whole lot of somebody else's.
My husband like, wait a minute. Thank goodness he has enough.
Yeah, right when you get time and send me a postcard.
Exactly.
Well, how did you decide, though, that, okay, we're going to start a center for these youngsters? I mean, this is, we need our own separate facility. And when I look at that, I think, man, that's a daunting challenge.
Well, it really, really is. I think that the seed was planted and the idea came from Ms. Murray at the hospital. And then we got Senator Evan Jenkins involved. And, you know, he is a state senator from our state. He's running for Congress. And, you know, he's just one of these guys with a can-do attitude. And, you know, we're going to take care of our babies. And once he was involved, we were like, you know what, we think we can do this. And so we just said, and we're all three of us are people of faith. And we were just like, you know what, we're just going to trust in God and this is going to happen. And so, you know, an interesting set of events happened. I met a lady who had a building to give, and it snowballed from there.
It looks like a nice building.
Oh, have you been by?
I've seen the pictures.
Oh, yeah. It's really, from the outside, it doesn't look like much. We actually, a Boy Scout and his friends and a couple of youth group missionaries came by this summer and fixed it up in the front. It looks probably as good as it's going to look on the outside. But on the inside, we have 16 of the most gorgeous nurseries you've ever seen. I mean, I honestly... it's crazy how good they look. They look like something out of a magazine. And then we have, of course, of the 16 nurseries, 13 of them are double occupancy. And then three of them are just for one baby. And, you know, people just from the community came and said, I want to do a nursery. And they spent a lot of money to do it. I mean, basically, you know, we're a startup. We basically got started June 12th, and we are completely in the black and, you know, no debt whatsoever. So the community has just come out in full force, and we're just so thankful for that.
Well, that's the one thing that hit me when I was reading the story about Lily's Place, Mary, is the fact that you're doing great work, obviously, but the other thing is, and we talked about this a moment ago, the challenge of putting a place like this together, getting it up and operational and then keeping it running. I mean, that takes a lot of money. I mean, did that ever worry you? And where is the money coming from?
Well, the worry and our name go together. I used to worry all the time when the babies were in the NICU, and I would go to Sarah Murray, Miss Murray, at the hospital and say, I'm so worried about, you know, Bobby or whatever the baby's name was. And she would remind me in the 12th chapter of Luke, the 27th verse, it says, you know, don't worry about what you will wear and all of what you will eat. You know, God takes care of the lilies of the field and he'll take care of these babies too. She used to tell me that all the time. And so worry has been the least part. We've actually seen real true, like miracle kinds of things happening. And so the worry has, it really goes out the window. But as far as, you know, how are we going to be sustainable? We won't be dependent upon the community to pay our staff. Lily's Place is reimbursable through Medicaid and through insurance for those patients who are insured. And for babies who have been, you know, abandoned or whatever, the Department of Health and Human Resources were reimbursable through them as well. So, I mean, that's a good part because we don't have to worry about, you know, feeding our babies. For example, here's another community thing. Similac, the people who make Similac, Abbott, they have, I met with them about 2 weeks ago, and they're going to feed our babies. We don't have to worry about that. Now, one thing we do have to ask the community for on an ongoing basis are diapers. Diapers are so expensive, and when we are at full capacity, we'll need 270 diapers a day. That's a lot of diapers. That's about, you know, that's really a scary number of diapers that we need to be able to provide. But I really think the community is going to come together and help us provide it.
How much was the startup cost? Did you have to go around and knock on doors and ask for help?
That's the greatest thing. When we very first started, the lady who donated the building, I told her, I said, we don't have any money. You know, you can't own a building without insurance and being able to keep the lights on and all of that. She said, I'll hold on to it until you can get the money. And then we prayed for a certain amount of money, or actually I did. I didn't tell anybody what the amount of money was, but I prayed for a certain amount of money. And one day I got a knock at the door. A lady that I know came and brought me an envelope and said, this has just been on my heart. I want to give you this gift. I said, thank you. I turned around, opened the envelope. It was the amount I had been praying for. But then the next day, after I deposited the amount in the bank, I went to the post office and pulled up another check from somebody that I did not know in that exact same amount. So we have not had to knock on doors. People have provided what we needed, even without knowing. There was a day I needed $1,500, and I found out I was going to have to pay that amount. I went to the post office, opened up the post office box, and there it was. I mean, it is just really amazing what's happened. And once we had those two checks that I was telling you about earlier, we were able to go to Mrs. Darby and say, we can accept the building at this point. So, you know, it's been one of those things where, you know, we pray and then it happens. So it's really, I mean, I can't explain how it's happened, but here we are with a completely ready building. We're putting in a sprinkler system. That costs $40,000. Guess what? That money just appeared also.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, it sounds like you've got some very kind benefactors, but I guess I'd call them more like guardian angels.
Right, wouldn't you, though? I mean, it's just really amazing that, it touches people's hearts to such an extent that they'll come out. But, you know, the Tri-State community is like that. We've always pulled together when there's been a real need for our children. It reminds me some of the plane crash, the Marshall plane crash. You know, a lot of families were affected by that, but the Huntington community surrounded those families and lifted them up. And this is similar. I mean, there are a lot of families affected by, you know, drug addiction in our community, and our community is ready to lift those families up.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got a great deal of faith, and that faith is being rewarded.
Well, I like to think that too. But, you know, we really just crazy, amazing things have happened since we started as far as the money, because, you know, who gets, I mean, we probably have over $1 million facility right now. It's ready to go. Well, the sprinkler system's going in this week, but it's ready to go, and the money has just been provided by caring people who don't want to see these babies suffer. And they also want to make a difference with the mothers, too. I mean, that's one huge thing we're doing. We're partnering with Prestera to be able to make connections for those families.
Besides yourself, Mary, are there some other people who are volunteering time to Lily's Place?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's a volunteer. We don't have a single paid person. Evan Jenkins, in between his job at the West Virginia Medical Association and his job at the West Virginia Senate and running for Congress, he rolls up his sleeves and gets down there. He does so much for us. And Sarah Murray, who is, she works at Cabell. She's over the drug unit there for newborn babies. All of her work is volunteer. And then we have, you know, some people that have come in from the community that just want to help. There's this one lady named Misty Adkins, and I swear she is a workhorse. She comes in, she does everything. She has painted and stained and organized our storage. I wish that I could show you the storage where people have donated, you know, wipes and baby powder and baby bath. I mean, it's full. We're ready for babies. You know, she just comes in and does everything, washes laundry, answers phones. I mean, I don't know where she came from, but I would love to duplicate her. And there, we have other volunteers like that, too. But, you know, the people who decorated our nurseries were all volunteers, great people in the community. Lena Burdett with the United Way. And then there's Susan Tuma, who's a dermatologist. you know, Canova United Methodist Church in Kentucky, the First Baptist Church of Russell, you know, Power of the Purse, Antioch Baptist Church. I mean, just people come out, and it's expensive to do a nursery. I mean, the beds that we use at Lily's Place cost about $230 each. So, you know, there's a big chunk of change because you have to buy two of them. And they just decorate them. They're so adorable. You know, people that just, there's not words to thank somebody who does that.
I imagine. Again, our guest today on is Mary Brown from Lily's Place over in Huntington, West Virginia. If you're unfamiliar with Lily's Place, it's a place that helps drug-exposed babies get off the drugs and go on to live rather nice lives. And we have some more that we'd like to talk to Mary about here in just a moment, but we need to take a break on Front Page.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, glass bottles and jars, books, newspapers, magazines, and mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Again, we're back on the Front Page with Mary Brown from Lily's Place over in Huntington, West Virginia. It helps babies in the tri-state area that are born and have drugs in their system get off those drugs. And Mary, as we continue our discussion, where do the babies come from that are in Lily's Place?
Well, we haven't opened yet. We're working right now with different hospitals in the community to figure out exactly how that's going to happen. It's important that the babies are stable when they come to us. So, you know, we're trying to work out a partnership whereby, you know, the babies are being started in their wean and are established on the drug therapies before they come to us. And so basically any hospital and any place where a baby can be born can have babies, their babies ultimately at Lily's Place. But that's what we're trying to figure out now. We actually, for the month of October, decided to focus on strategic partnerships and exactly how that's going to work with the different hospitals. And we've been working very, very closely with Cabell. They're a perfect partner for us to join arms with simply because they have the NICU and they deliver a lot of these high-risk babies, and they already have a drug unit there. So that's going to be a really important partnership for us, and we're looking forward to seeing what that's going to look like because so many of the babies that need to come to Lily's Place are over there.
When do you plan to officially open?
You know, that depends on several different things. We can't be licensed until we have our sprinkler system in, and we've been waiting since July to be able to get that started. And so they started last week, and once we get that in place, then we can apply for our license. And we were really hoping that all of that would happen before now, but because, you know, we had to wait our turn with the sprinkler company, we have been pushed back a little bit. So we, you know, it's kind of a domino system. I can't give you an exact date of, okay, you know, we're going to open, you know, November 1st. Wouldn't that be great? But that's not going to happen. We have to make sure that that everything is in place, especially for the safety of the babies and also, you know, the hiring practices and everything. It's tough to go from zero to 30 employees, you know, in a day. So will it be before 2014? Definitely. Do I know exactly what date? No, I don't. I wish I did.
Do you have a goal in mind?
Yeah, I would really like to be open by Thanksgiving. You know, what a wonderful thing to be thankful for at the end of a really challenging year. This is to be able to, you know, go in there and hold a baby. That would be wonderful.
You mentioned the services for the infants, the drug-addicted infants, but you also talked earlier in the show that you'll also help the mothers out. What types of services do you plan for them?
You know, the smart thing you do is when you don't know what you're doing, you connect with people who do. And I have been speaking with Karen Yost and Tim White at Prestera Center in Huntington, and they know what they're doing. When we meet and I talk to them, I feel like the possibilities for the families are really tangible. And so what we're working on now is we have an education center in the front of the building, and we're going to just really connect those families with birth to three and different services that they qualify for that they don't even know they qualify for, things that can help them and help them raise their baby and help take care of them and their baby. The other thing that we want to do with Prestera is, you know, connect them. If it's a dad and he's, you know, and he's interested in recovery, you know, we're going to connect him with the good folks at the Healing Place. The Healing Place in Huntington does wonderful work. Matt Boggs and Rebecca Stanley, they have actually sent men up to help us paint at Lily's Place. They've helped us dig holes and clean the parking lots and everything. We've built a really great relationship with them. So we want to make sure, you know, if there's a dad out there who wants to get clean, we're going to connect him with that. Every mother, though, before she leaves, will be connected with a recovery program. And Prestera knows, you know, the list of what's out there and what's available, and, you know, they'll be able to connect the mom with what she really needs. And, you know, what I tell moms all the time, they're like, you know what, I've tried so many times, and I can't get off of this. And I always say, you know what's stronger than drugs, and that's motherhood. And you're a mother now, and so, you know, you can do it. You can do it for your baby. It's not like you're doing it for yourself anymore. But, you know, the one thing that we have to remember is that the only thing sadder than a baby born addicted is the story of that mother and how she got addicted. They are stories that will break your heart. And that's why I encourage everybody that I speak with, you know, let's put our judgment aside. You don't know what these women have been through. It's awful. And most of them aren't women. They're usually, you know, they are women my son's age. You know, they are very young.
Are you fearful, though, that because of the need in this area for the type of service that you will be providing at Lily's Place, Mary, are you worried about being overloaded?
You know, I do worry about that. What happens if we're full and we can't service, take care of a family? You know, that is a concern. One thing that we've discussed with the Department of Health and Human Resources and other people in the state of West Virginia is to make Lily's Place duplicable. And not just West Virginia. There are actually five other states who have contacted us to want to, once we're open, to come and study us to see how we got started and how we've been able to do what we've done. But in the state of West Virginia, they're hoping to recreate or find somebody like me and Evan and Sarah who want to create a Lily's Place type facility in Morgantown and Charleston. Why those places? They have neonatal intensive care units there. But we've had people contact us from, you know, Michigan, Tennessee, Indiana, I can't remember the other states, but that want to come in and learn what we've done and create similar facilities.
We're just about out of time, about 30 seconds left. If people are interested in helping out Lily's Place, again, you're located over in Huntington, West Virginia. I believe the street address is 1320 7th Avenue. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. How can they help you?
You know, at this point, I would say send us diapers. you know, a lot of people in our area have had baby showers, which is really fun, especially when an older woman sends you somebody my age would send you an invitation for a baby shower. They're like, what? So that's been fun for people to do. A lot of businesses have had, you know, receptacles at their place of work and connected things. So, you know, we would just ask you, you know, whatever's in your heart, send it to us. If it's money or diapers, whatever, we'll take it.
Mary, thanks so much for joining us today on the Front Page. We're out of time, but we wish you certainly and obviously the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Chuck. I appreciate it.
Again, our guest today on Front Page, Mary Brown from Lily's Place over in Huntington, West Virginia. I'm Chuck Meraz, host of Front Page. See you next time.